10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 2nd of March, 2024 already. We have got spring coming pretty soon. I've got flowers. I call it popcorn popping on the apricot trees in California. We're here in the West Coast. Thank you for joining us for this special Radio Law Talk. And why is this special? Why is this one a special Radio Law Talk? This is the first time in a while we've had the team together. We got Denise, myself, Todd, and Cal all together as one. And it's fun to be back. We've been a number of us have been on vacations, or actually work, have been not together at Radio Law Talk, and we're going to have a great time. Call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, which means, Denise, the real phone number is?
855-529-7234.
Or go to info@radiolawtalk.com. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, or go to radiolawtalk.com to hear our former podcast. The most important thing you want to do when you get that website is read the disclaimers, because that's the most exciting part of the whole website. Yeah, and then don't forget, we're not giving you legal advice. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. The purpose here is to entertain you first, and maybe you might get a little bit out of it. Maybe a little bit of, you know, law we'll talk about, but we've got some interesting things we're talking about today. Steve Tyler is a winner-winner chicken dinner in a lawsuit, but temporary, and we'll tell you why temporarily he's a winner. Elon Musk is suing the AI people, right? OpenAI he's suing. It's an interesting reason why he's suing. Isn't that interesting how Elon Musk has got the money to make things right if he thinks something's wrong in the world? It's like, okay, I'm going to change it. This is what needs to be done. A New York State squatter lawsuit case. And this tells you, and we stay politically neutral, but this one I'm going to get off the political neutral thing and say, doggone it, the squatter rights stuff is too much. Knock it off. You know, this is ridiculous. New York, California, your squatter laws are ridiculous. Sorry. I jumped off my non-political side, and I'm just tired of these squatters coming in, taking over people's places, you know, and you know, just damaging this stuff. And you got to go through all this process to get them out in the first place. So we're going to talk about this New York case that is an autistic child that's older. I'm going to say child because the person is like a child, lives in this house, and the parents, the house is for sale next door, decide to move next door to them, sell their longtime home, and move next door to help take care of this child and be close. And sure enough, the former owner passed away, and a guy driving a BMW is squatting in there that was the caretaker and said, I ain't leaving. And they've been going through case after case. They're doing all these legal maneuvers that with New York laws that are making it very difficult for these people to move in next to their children, their child, to help this autistic child. And so it is hitting a lot of national news, but we're going to get into it in more detail, including they're still paying, that is, the new owners. Look, when someone dies and the house sells, no, you don't have rights to it anymore. Get out, you know? And he's paying nothing. And just to spite them, they're paying the electricity and the heating bill. All the windows are open, and he keeps all the lights on because they're paying the electricity bill, and it's costing $2,000-$3,000 a month just to heat the whole outside.
But what if you sold the house? You sold the house, but Your vintage Studebaker was left in the garage, and the new owner that comes in sees the car there that you didn't take when you left.
When you died?
You sold. Let's say it's there. The dad dies, and the son comes in to sell his dad's stuff. Does the car become the property of the new? This was a case or no case from last week.
Right.
Does the car stay, or is it just no? You got to give the car back to the people.
It's registered to the person whoever it's registered to. I know. Well, I got to get off that. So, but anyway, we're going to talk about that. And Sam Bankman, the Bankman Freed, the is being sentenced. That's the guy. That's the big. They own the, what is it, the FTX?
FTX. He's going to change his name to Sam Bankman Incarcerated.
Well, here's the interesting thing. We're going to talk about it. I didn't know his parents or his dad or his mom is a Stanford professor.
Yeah.
He is super intelligent, and their argument is he's paid it all back. And so he isn't doing anything wrong. It's not like don't punish him. He can get up to 110 years. If the judge so decides. So he's been found guilty by the jury. We've already talked about that in the past. Now's the sentencing that's coming up. Rust again is on our little agenda. The trial's going on for Miss Gutierrez, who was the armorist. We're going to talk about that. And then we've got Kansas law helping individuals helping overdose victims. Which this, I think it passed, like no one opposed this. This is a good law, I believe. This is an interesting thing because in some states, there's only a few states, including Kansas. Did you know if your friend is dying of an overdose and you call in to save him, 911, you can be arrested for drug possessions if you were doing it with them or something like that. They're going to try to change that law. We're going to talk about that law. And then a Colorado murder case and a judge. That's very interesting. Yeah. We got Panera Bread lawsuit. And probably one of the more interesting ones when it comes to business, the brothers' almost 20-year lawsuit that is worth billions, not millions, billions of dollars. And the lawsuit, we're going to discuss that. So that's what you've got to hang on to because we've got a lot of cool stuff we're talking about, right? Cal.
Yeah.
Is there, and we're going to have a case or no case. Right now, Denise, I'm going to tell you during the break how many points I had. I am so far ahead of you guys, it's ridiculous.
Actually, no,
you're not.
What?
You got a lot of points, but there was a deficit prior to that. So,
oh, okay.
So, and I'll be honest.
You and I tied for third.
No, we can't. No, I got like, I think I got 14 points.
Yeah.
I got like 14 points.
I'll be honest with you, Fred. I grilled Cal last week. I said, now, Cal, I realize it was triple point Saturday because Denise and I are both gone. But, I mean, what were the questions?
They were easy.
You know, what does the name Fred, what letter does it begin with?
Yeah, they were fairly simple. Did I get 12 or 14? I think I got 14 points.
I thought
points.
You got 15.
15 points.
You got 15.
And I was that far behind, Denise? That,
yes.
Wow. What's the scores right now?
You and I are at 25.
That first one to 50 wins.
Todd is 30.
Oh, my gosh.
And Cal's at 9.
Wow. I was really low then. All right, we're going to do a case or no case. Cal, just set it up for us because we're not going to have time to get deep into it, but set it up.
Just briefly, a polygamist in Arizona is nonplussed because he got his medical insurance bill. And the people in
nonplus. What's that mean?
Well, if polygamist is nonplus, does that mean he lost a wife?
Well, that makes him. Anyway, the polygamist is upset because he got his medical insurance bill. They said four wives, four policies, four premiums.
He's four not separate
happy
ones.
About that. Yeah, he's not happy.
Woo!
About that.
Yeah, so Todd, forget the polygamy thing. You can't do it now. It's too expensive.
I couldn't keep one. How could I keep more than one?
All right, we'll be back after this. We're going to get into the case or no case of the polygamist.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. Fred, Todd, and Denise will all be back with much, much more on Radio Law Talk on this great local radio station and at RadioLawTalk.com where you can stream the show live, free, anytime you'd like. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
It's hard to be sure, sir.
We have a problem.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We're going to do a case or no case with about polygamy, but I was asking Denise, she's a family law attorney. She brought up the word bigamy. And as a lawyer, I'm like, what's the difference between polygamy and bigamy? Why don't you tell us, Denise? And then Todd said there's a way that they match together. What's the difference, Denise?
Well, a bigamist is somebody who is married, does not get divorced, and then remarries somebody else. The second marriage is not valid.
Got it.
And in California, they're treated as a de facto spouse, meaning they get pretty much the same rights as a real spouse, that the marriage would be valid because that was their expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Polygamist is somebody that has multiple spouses at the same time.
And Todd, you said how they fit in is how?
I was making up a definition that was a polygamist is a person that practices bigamy.
There you go.
But you know, look, I just looked it up. And
okay.
So it says bigamy refers to marrying someone else while simultaneously being married to a spouse who's still living. Whereas polygamy refers to the practice of having more than one spouse.
This now,
those,
is no fun.
Those sound kind of like the same
Forget
thing,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
But I would say that implied there, the biggest difference is that a bigamist has one spouse, and the one spouse they have doesn't know that they have another spouse. Whereas in polygamy, all the spouses know that there are multiple
right,
spouses.
Right, right. I got it.
It has to do with the knowledge, I think.
So my great-grandfather... This is family stuff I'm shooting off to the world, that my grandma told me this, and I remember this as a kid, them going back to Texas. They're from California and Washington, and he was a piano salesman. And in the olden days, in the early 1900s, 1800s, they would travel, and in the back of the wagon, they'd carry this piano around, and they'd sell a couple pianos. And sure enough, he had another wife in Texas that the California family didn't know. And my grandma didn't know. And they eventually heard about it, found out about it, and they all got together. And it was funny. So he was a bigamist then. Would that be a bigamist?
That would be a bigamist. Now, if you would have done your
neither
DNA
of them knew
testing,
about it. Yeah.
You probably would have discovered that.
Well, no, they discovered it.
Oh, they'd already talked.
Yeah,
1970s.
Yeah,
oh,
this was
it.
In the 1970s. They figured it out and found it out. And sure enough, we got all these relatives in Texas.
Are you from the Texas branch or the California branch?
Or California.
He was a bigamist and a pianist.
Oh. So,
there you go.
Yeah. All right, Cal, let's roll it.
So either way, he played a lot.
Yeah, he played it.
Play case or no case.
Oh, he's rolling over in his grave right now.
All right, here we go. Brigham Randall lives in a polygamous commune in Arizona. He has four wives and seems to like his life just fine if people would just leave him alone. People like his medical insurance company. As soon as they realized how many wives he had and how many kids, they canceled his policy and changed their billing. One family policy per wife, they said. His medical insurance went from $700 a month to $2,800, and he had like nine kids, and he had to be covered just to be a responsible dad. He said, "We are one family, and I should not have to pay for four." The wives all had a small business in which they shared, and they couldn't afford the medical insurance on their own. The state Medicaid department said the private insurance company was correct, and the state would charge Randall $400 a month per spouse for the cheap insurance, even with the federal insurance credits. Randall went to his Mr. Brigham Randall went to his church's attorney and said, I want to get my brood classified as a family. Can I go to court and do this? Do I have a case or no case?"
That's a good one, Cal.
That is a good one, Cal.
And Denise, what do you think?
Well, I have a couple of questions. What state?
Arizona.
And that's the first question. The second question is, what year?
1998 is when this all started. It's not resolved yet, probably, but I don't know. But 1998 is when it's all started.
Why is it not resolved? It keeps adding on wives, or
has
what?
More wives and more kids and grandkids and the whole deal, yeah. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, you know.
Yeah, it could still just be a thing, not a case.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that we do know is that at a certain point in time, it became a federal law that you can't have more than one wife or spouse. Mm-hmm. So, and that's for all states. It's not a state rights issue. That is a federal restriction. So, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say that it's a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, fair enough. Fred, what do you think about this?
I'm going to say it's a case, and I've been through those towns in Arizona and Colorado on the border of Utah, and everyone thinks, oh, they're all in Utah. No, it's in Arizona and Colorado is where the polygamous states, I mean, the big places.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's polygamy in different parts of the world, but I mean, as in main towns or cities, they're Arizona and Colorado. But I'm going to say it's a case, and I've said before, I think... Yeah, I got to be careful what I say. Anyway, I think that this is a case, and they're going to lose. It's ongoing, but I would say they're going to lose because they're separate families, because the way the federal law is, you can't say polygamy is one family. It's separate. They're separately married, which they can't be because that's bigamy, right? What a mess, Cal.
I know, right?
All right, I'm going to come back and give you my final answer, but my answer, generally speaking, is it's a case, and it's still pending, but if so, they would lose. The polygamists would lose.
And we'll hear from Todd his response on this after we come back from the break on Radio Law Talk, right in the middle of a case or no case. Stick around. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti concilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues, and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess.
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com.
Sit down, shut up, and listen.
I got a guy. I think you may have run into him.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're in danger zone because Todd's going to talk about polygamy. So,
well, you got to give your answer though.
I already did. I said
you were going to let us know when you came.
Okay,
back.
Well, yeah. I said it. I said it is continuing. It is a case, but if the case was resolved today, I think the polygamists would lose. But go ahead, Todd, with your.
I'm going to go with. See, this is interesting because I think that he's got a case as it relates to the kids. He's fathered a bunch of children. The fact that he may or may not be married to their mothers doesn't change the fact that he's fathered children. He is the father of children. So there's the issue about health care for the kids versus health care for the mother of each child or set of children that he has. So I think that this is a case yet to be resolved because they're trying to sort that out. Because he can't show that he's legally married to these women for purposes of showing a spouse that he's legally married to and entitled to health insurance for, because you can't legally marry more than one person. Polygamy is illegal, as you stated, Denise, under federal law. So I say it's a case, but it's yet to be resolved.
It is an interesting idea, isn't it, though?
Uh-huh. That is an idea.
And frankly, that's all it is. It's just an idea.
Oh, Denise, good one.
It is no case, but a good thought. Honestly, I watched a promo for Sister Wives, and I said, I wonder about that. And so I just
how the insurance work. Yeah, good one, Cal.
Next hour, by the way. A car named after a movie actor, a very famous actor, and a very famous line of cars.
Oh, and we get to guess
extra points.
Yeah, it'll be one of those multiple point deals. And we'll play it next hour on Case or No Case on Radio Law Talk. Now back
to
the show.
Thanks, buddy. So in New York, they have these two laws that called the Children's Victim Act and the Adult Survivors Act. And what base, just without getting deep details, what that's about is there's a 2-year time period where individuals that claim or allege they've been victimized sexually by somebody, they can bring a civil suit, right? And I'm talking generally. I might be off a little bit.
It was a 2-year window in which somebody who claimed they were a victim and the statute of limitations had already run
had
on
already
their case.
Run. That's right. Okay.
They opened a 2-year window and said, look, even though it's already passed, we'll give you 2 years to file now.
Right. That's exactly right. Because the whole purpose of a statute of limitation is you can't keep things hanging on forever. I don't think it's constitutional, but anyway, that's another story.
Memories fade.
Yep.
Evidence disappears.
And people die. That's exactly right. And so here's a case that was filed against Steven Tyler of Aerosmith from an alleged sexual assault against an individual. Ready for this? Cal, do you have a drum roll or something like that?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay. From an individual from 1975.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
50 years ago. Mm. And she's claiming that he sexually assaulted her. Mm. Okay, so Steven Tyler wins the case. The case is thrown out on kind of a technicality because there's certain proofs you have to show to apply for this victims or be part of this 2-year window. You have to show that the sexual assault was, quote, they're claiming it does not allege, it has to allege conduct presenting a serious risk of physical injury. So they didn't really lay out the complaint that way, that it presented a serious risk of physical injury to this gal. But why is it, maybe the two of you can guess or you know, that this is a temporary win? Do you guys have any idea?
Because she can amend her complaint to fulfill the missing allegations.
That's exactly right. So everyone's like, it's funny because we see all the sexual assault case dismissed and done. Oh, wow, he got out of it. No, they can go back and refile, but amend their complaint and make sure that it states in there somewhere of some sort of conduct that presented a serious risk of physical injury. Then it would be the case isn't necessarily thrown out at the beginning. It can be thrown out later by the judge in what's called a summary judgment and stuff like that. But right now, I'm sure they're going to fix it and move back.
You know, you can also procedurally you could have it dismissed, and then if something's improper about the procedure, it could also be the lawsuit could be reinstated as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just if like say something happens procedurally.
I think the interesting thing will be is if they're able to, if they file an amended complaint that adds this language in,
mm-hmm.
Obviously the question's going to be, well, if the conduct is conduct that presented a serious risk of physical injury, why didn't you put it? I mean, it's not like that language was hidden somewhere in the law, right? I mean, you knew that was the requirement, and if what she is alleging, that her allegation is that Steven Tyler, when he was 27 years old in 1975, walking down the street, she was 17, and that he grabbed her. He was walking with a group, grabbed her, put her in a phone booth, assaulted her, and then left the phone booth. Another group was laughing and doing what they were doing. Okay, that's her allegation. If you know that those are the facts of your allegation and you didn't allege that it presented a risk of serious physical injury at the time you filed your original complaint, it feels like you're just putting it in to get it past muster here in this under some attempt to refile. And I think people would look at that and question, really? Did it really do that? Or are you just saying that so that your case doesn't get dismissed again?
Well, a lot of times the lawyers didn't go ahead. The lawyer didn't write it. And she's going to get cross-examined on it, right, Denise?
Well, yeah. But I think what's important is because that language is necessary to be able to get the statute of limitation exception underneath this code, this you know, this code that
act,
came out,
the
or
act,
the law
yeah.
that they allowed to happen, and so it didn't really meet the standards of that particular section. So the statute of limitations would apply to what her allegations were.
Yeah,
but
there was underlyingly there was also some statement by her counsel that they weren't properly served with the motion as well. So I think
that's
they're going to file a motion for reconsideration. I mean,
well,
I just kind of...
Sure,
that.
They're going to refile it.
Yeah.
I, of course they're. But the other interesting thing is the Boy Scouts of America type case. Now, again, there's I'm not disagreeing. There's probably not something that went there. But that's the question. How do you go back to 1975 and say, this individual Boy Scout leader molested me type of thing when that person's dead? Where's the defense? How do you defend that? I don't know. So, what's going on with these acts that they've brought out? I'm just using that as an example because I think there's 18,000 lawsuits against the Boy Scouts. I don't remember what.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It was a lot. Mm-hmm. But how do you? My point is, how do you defend that? How do you defend that when it's that old? Well, luckily Steve Tyler's still alive, and this lady's still alive. He can defend himself and said I didn't do it, which he said he didn't. So I guess the question is. How do you prove it if the person had been passed away? If Steven Tyler wasn't around, how do you get around that? I don't know. As the defense, maybe his estate is sued. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying that's an interesting concept. So there's going to be more of these, but I wouldn't doubt it. Like Denise said, I think this is going to be coming up again. So Elon Musk. Now let's talk about Elon Musk. That, by the way, he just... interesting thing about this OpenAI and ChatGPT. I haven't used it yet. Denise, have you used Chat? I mean, just for anything.
No.
Have you, Todd, used it yet?
No.
Have
no.
you, Cal?
I have.
What's it like? What's it? Does it work well? Or?
It's a glorified search engine, as far as I'm concerned. It tries to add. To, I mean, it's just not that beneficial to me.
Right.
But I'm not looking for somebody to write papers for me or cheat. You know,
right.
That's just not my style. So I just don't think it's that big a deal to me. To computers, it's like the new frontier.
Right. I know it's such a big topic about, you know, who's the people inputting it? Is it liberal or conservatives and making these computers and this artificial intelligence think like a liberal or a moderate or a conservative? That's the question. But anyway, we're going to get into a lawsuit by Elon Musk about OpenAI. It's very interesting. We'll be back after this.
As someone once said, there's a reason they call it artificial intelligence. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Uh-huh. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So in 2015, Elon Musk helped found OpenAI. And he agreed with the co-founders, a guy named Altman and Greg Brockman. So Altman and Greg Brockman, who's now the president, to basically focus this on nonprofit. And their little agreement was, look, this is going to be for the benefit of the world. And that we're not going to do any type of, this is what he's trying to claim, it's for humanity. We're going to let whatever, you know, intellectual property we're going to do, we're going to let it out, let other people use it. And that's the whole purpose of this. Well, he left the board of this startup in 2018, so 3 years later. Before OpenAI launched the for-profit unit, which Microsoft has now gotten into, this is his allegation. I don't know. I think is OpenAI, you know, lined up and as part of ChatGPT? Is that, I guess, are they the same? I'm not sure. We can look that up. But anyway, he wants it open up to the public, and the founding agreement says that's what they were going to do. And so now he was suing. And by the way, Microsoft has invested approximately $13 billion with a B into this open AI artificial intelligence stuff. And so Elon Musk said, look, you said it was going to be for humanity. You weren't going to make money off this. This was, you know, to be given to everybody to use. So I'm going to sue you saying you're not following our original instructions and my instructions when I started this with you back in 2015. So now we're gonna watch and see what happens. Elon Musk says they breached a contract, they breached a breach of fiduciary duty and unfair business practices. Todd.
So this is interesting because Sam Altman, if you recall, toward the end of last year, there was this big to-do in the news that that this Sam Altman, founder of OpenAI, was ousted as the CEO. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, he was reinstated as the CEO. And this is a speculation on my part, but why do shareholders oust a CEO? They do it when they think sometimes that the CEO isn't doing things to the benefit of the shareholders, the people that have put up money. This concept that, oh, this is going to be free for everyone to use, is not a very shareholder-friendly concept that shareholders make money. So he gets ousted. 3 weeks later, he's back. Now he's the CEO, and here's a lawsuit from a co-founder, Elon Musk, saying, yeah, you're not adhering to the principles. That would inherently indicate that Altman, when he came back, changed his tune. All right, we will do stuff for the benefit. My opinion, this is skeptical. The skepticism up the wazoo here. But ultimately, I hate to say this, but the adult entertainment industry will decide the direction of AI. If you go back historically, remember Beta, Sony Betamax,
yes,
and VHS?
Yep.
Do you know why Beta died?
Beta, by the way, was a better platform than VHS. Why?
Beta died because the adult film industry chose to put all their products, their movies out on VHS. And that cornered the market, and Beta died. You remember the difference between HD and Blu-ray discs?
Right.
Yeah. Similar situation, and HD died because the adult film industry decided they were going to put all of their movies out on Blu-ray discs.
So that's why you have that area in your house is all those VHSs.
That's why, you never know when that's going to come. Never mind. So I think that the AI, the AI uses, and what is free and allowable, the skeptical side of me, I'm not saying I agree with it, I'm not saying it's good, I just say historically speaking, I think once the adult entertainment industry gets involved, that's going to decide.
How is that going to be AI? Tell me how AI applies to the adult.
Well, you remember good Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You're right.
But what I was going to say is I think it could also be another way. I don't remember if Sam Altman was ousted by the shareholders or the board, and the shareholders revolted, because it might have been that Sam Altman's the one that created the ChatGPT. Right, to for-profit, because that's the for-profit part of AI, right? The OpenAI. So I don't know. I got to look that up, because in my head, I had it completely opposite, that Sam wanted to have a for-profit side of it, and the board said, no, we have to keep this, and then he got ousted, and then the shareholders go, wait a second, we want to make money. Let him do that for-profit side.
Right.
Yeah,
I think that could be too. I don't know.
I think the ChatGPT side of it is the free to use stuff, but the other is open. And you know, how does the adult entertainment industry? You can already see this. You know, these. Hey, here's your AI app girlfriend that you can download that learns your mannerisms and all this kind of stuff. Now, for my two cents, I could never be lonely enough to do that. Because why would you give some app all of your insight into your mind, and then that can be hacked? And talk about giving away your identity and talking. Remember that movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix, and he's talking to his phone, and and he has this relationship with his phone. That's what all this stuff is sort of they're trying to develop. And I keep thinking, why would you do any of that? Because you're just giving away all your personal information to an extent far greater than putting maybe your social security number on a form
because
or doing something.
Because it's your mind and your thoughts.
That's right. Why would you do that?
Well, because they won't talk back to you, or, you know, that's why that would be perfect girlfriend.
That is true.
They'll
that
think you're true. Right on everything, and they'll comment, you know, they'll say how great you are, and that's a new relationship.
If
I want to get screened out, I'll just go to my AI person.
You're kind of causing me to change my mind there, Fred.
I know you are. Okay.
You make a compelling argument.
Well, we're going to follow this and see how long this lawsuit goes on and what happens in this AI. Now, in not just New York, but I know California has this, and all states are different, but there's squatter laws that are very, I'm going to say, open or pro-squatter. And many of those are in California and in New York. Other states, it's, I'm going to say, more pro-landlord. So there's squatter rules and laws, depending upon the state, look it up. But I know there's rules about how long they're there. So there's some that's like a 30 days. If you're there more than 30 days, then you become not a squatter, but it's your place. Or not your place, but there's certain laws. But here's...
You become like a resident. A resident, you have to like, be removed by legal process.
But then what happens is these lawyers that get involved also then have the client or the squatter file bankruptcy. So now trying to get them out of court, out of the you know, get them out of the house.
And sue them. Right, have to serve.
They file bankruptcy. Now it's got to go to the bankruptcy court. And it stalls things out because bankruptcy courts will. It's a federal court, and if it's a state law that you're going after these people to kick them out, then they file bankruptcy. Then you got to go before the bankruptcy court, and generally speaking, they got to allow you to. It's just a process. I mean, eventually, and we're going to talk about this standoff in New York. This squatter, they're going to win. The family's going to win, but it's the process that takes forever. And thousands of dollars of lawyers' fees to get this individual out. Now, let's back up and talk about the facts. The facts are this is a New York, a suburb of New York City. It's a nicer part of the town, and there's a wonderful elderly couple that have a son that's in his 30s that lives in the house next door to this house. And the individual that lives in this house was a watchmaker and a recluse, pretty much a recluse, the neighbors say. And this recluse individual passed away and had a person in there taking care of him, a guy by the name of Brett Flores, getting paid, by the way, $3,000 a week to care for this guy. And I repeat, $3,000 a week.
Wow, that's pretty good money.
Yeah, and we'll be back after this, and we're gonna finish up what's going on with this standoff in New York squatter when we come back.
Stay tuned for Radio Law Talk. It resumes next hour, 6 after, on many great stations and always at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.